Hello, this is Dr. Alison Chiwara, the founder and director of Human Focus Limited, a company that is dedicated to creating happier and healthier workforces and really passionate about mental health in the workplace. And today is going to be one of my first podcasts for 2024, and I will be sharing, as the year goes, nuggets of wisdom here and there. I find it's important to create and start these conversations. So today I am going to be talking about the power of saying no. The power of saying no. So it's imperative, I guess, to understand the power of actually saying no in order to effectively manage our time, our energy, and resources. And of course, like many things that I do, I always back it up with something. Neuroscience research has shown us that setting boundaries and saying no can have a really profound impact on our well-being and overall productivity. The power, of course, of saying no is often underestimated, but it's an essential skill for maintaining boundaries and, of course, focusing on what truly matters to us. So I'll delve deeper into that. And actually reference it to some authors. So Paulo Coelho once said, when you say yes to others, make sure that you're not saying no to yourself. So when you say yes to others, make sure you are not saying no to you. This quote actually, for me, highlights the importance of really prioritizing our own mental well-being and goals, of course. Even if it means turning down requests that or opportunities that, you know, look great but don't really align with our values, then so be it. When we say yes to every opportunity or request that sort of comes our way, what we are doing is often is we end up spreading ourselves too thin. I think I say this throughout the course of the year. I spread myself too thin. And this can actually lead to stress, burnouts, and a decline in the quality, of course, of our own work. Now, on the other hand, when we learn to say no to the things that don't align with our goals or our priorities, in that moment in time, what we are doing really, what we're doing for ourselves, is we're creating space for the things that truly matter to us, the things that really mean and hold value for ourselves. And of course, neurologically, the ability to say no, I've been told, has always been linked to our prefrontal cortex. So it's that part of the brain that is responsible for decision making and, most importantly, self-control. And again, you know, studies have shown that exercising self-control is in fact a form of saying no. And you can actually strengthen the prefrontal cortex, making it easier to resist distractions and really stay focused on our objectives, those things that we want to achieve in that moment in time. So you heard it here. Practicing self-control is a form of saying no. So you do it often as a business leader. You must apply it in your everyday life. Of course, psychologist, I revert back, a famous psychologist, Dr. Judith Olive, she explains in one of her books called The Power of Surrender, I think, where she says learning to say no is actually really crucial for avoiding burnouts and of course, preventing that resentment that we sometimes carry in our interactions with others, like, I should have. It really allows us to own our own needs. And of course, and I say this in capital letters, avoid overcommitting ourselves. So no is crucial to avoiding the not wanted burnouts and, of course, preventing resentments down the line. And also, by simply saying no strategically, you are actually protecting your time and mental energy, which is really sometimes cursed when you're a business leader. And it then allows you to channel your resources into activities and opportunities that really align with your vision and values. So this focused approach doesn't only enhance your productivity, but it also contributes to your overall sense of well-being in the workplace, of course. Saying no can also be a strategic way as I say, of protecting our time and energy. Now, in this sense, I will take and quote the words of the exciting and amazing Steve Jobs, who I absolutely, absolutely adore his philosophies and ethos. He says that it's only by saying no that you can concentrate on the things that you really think are really important. So it's only by saying no that you can concentrate on the things that are really important. So Jobs' philosophy, what it's doing is emphasizing that being that slightly selective about our commitment is necessary for us to actually achieve those meaningful accomplishments and perhaps maintaining focus in our workplaces and in our work generally. So again, that ability to say no is really a key component to your self-care. Is the key that will unlock that component to your self-care, saying no. So it enables you to set boundaries, prioritize your own needs. But I think, especially for me, avoids overcommitting myself. And again, research has demonstrated that practicing self-care through boundary settings can actually lead to reduced stress levels and actually improved mental health. And even better and greater resilience in the face of challenges. And so we need to put ourselves, can prioritize our mental health, and no can just be that two-letter word that really makes that much difference. And of course, if you are a business entrepreneur, like most of us are, then solidifying the power of your no also reinforces your personal professional values. And I know this may be contradictory, but when you're selective about where you are investing your time and expertise, you convey a sense of purpose and intentionality. I always say in all of my articles, there has to be a willingness, an intention to something. So this intentional decision-making not only strengthens your focus, but also enhances your credibility and reputation within your chosen industry. And again, I'll back this up. Because research in psychology supports the idea that no can lead to positive outcomes. And here's why. So a study that was published in one of the journals of, I think it's the Journal of Consumer Research, found that declining small requests can actually increase the perceptions of competence and respect from others. So just saying those small little declines can actually increase the perception of competence and respect from your peers and the groups and your networks. So this suggests that politely declining, like I said earlier, certain demands can ultimately enhance our professional reputation and sense of self-worth, actually, which is really important. So by saying no to the wrong opportunities or maybe the wrong timed opportunities, then we are creating space for the right ones. So this can lead to more meaningful collaborations, for instance, projects that you wouldn't otherwise have time for, you all of a sudden have time for. And actually, this is, the difference between becoming very innovative in your approach to business, because when you have time, you can be innovative. And these other things, those collaborations, those increased projects and innovations are what will drive your business forward and contribute, of course, to your long-term success. So in understanding and valuing the power of your no, as a business person, it is crucial for your well-being. But then also then has an impact on your productivity, increases productivity. And the ability to also grow your value, grow you in value, grow your business in value. So I'm not saying say no all the time, but are they adding and aligned to your values and your beliefs? So by leveraging the neuroscience-backed benefits of saying no, all of a sudden, you can protect your time, focus on what, as I said earlier, truly matters to you, and ultimately thrive in both your business and, most importantly, your personal life. And as I said earlier, the power of real of a no lies in its ability to preserve our well-being. And it's those boundaries that we're setting by saying no. And then that allows us to focus, as I say, on the things that matter, that have significance to where we are headed. And whether it's protecting our time, setting limits in our priorities, in our relationships, or prioritizing our goals, learning to say no is an absolutely important skill that can lead to your greater fulfillment and success. So I do hope that by sharing these small, tiny nuggets of wisdom, I've impacted you today, and that you can start to use the power of surrender, learning to say no, because only then can we avoid the terrible burnouts and preventing those resentments that we feel later on. So from me to you, and from human focus to organizations, practice the power of saying no. Until next time, take care.